Monday, October 10, 2016, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
I got a radar. I'm going to call the Board of Equalization to order. Would you stand and say the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act that's posted on the wall near the entrance for everyone in attendance to view. Joan, would you call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Okay, we're going to go into consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, September 19th, 2016.
Move.
Got a motion by Tony Gomez.
Second.
And a second by Dick McNair. I'll call roll, please, Joan.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. All right, new business. Board to levy the necessary taxes for 2016-2017 budget year and clarify all levies for Dakota County and the political subdivisions. Everybody got a copy of all the levies?
Yeah, I took yours and I have a copy of mine.
Everything's in order, I would think, isn't it? The levies?
Looks like.
What's the board want to do? You want to approve the...
Any questions or concerns?
Levies to stay as, or...
Any questions?
No, it's dry cut. I'd like to make a motion to accept that subdivision 77-1601... Parenthesis one.
Okay, got a motion by Tony Gomez to accept it.
Second.
Got a second by Bill Rohde. Joan, you want to call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, any miscellaneous? Mail and emergency business? Any public comment on the levies? Scott, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Easy enough. Thank you. I'm going to call the Board of Commissioners to order here. It's 3:10 here. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall in the west entrance of the county boardroom. Is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, consent agenda items we have. We got the approval of the previous minutes of September 26, 2016. Approval of payroll claims. I went through them. Everything's in order. Approval of accounts payable, if there was any. There was one to Wilmus Harbor Hank. I think he got shorted last week. The approval of the official reports and approval of the chair to sign the Maximus certification of the cost allocations plan for the recovery of the child support for the clerk of district court of Dakota County. So I need a motion and with the approval for the chair to sign that certification on the consent agenda items.
So moved.
Okay, we got a motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Dick. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we're going to go into new business. We got Jim Steele, the president of the South Sioux City Chamber and Visitors. Promotion, introduction of the presentation of the 2016-17 budget for the visitors. Promotion to the board. Jim, how's your day?
Good. How about yours?
Doing well.
Good. I will be short and sweet. You got plenty of business. I don't need to. I just brought you some free trees here that you can file and
Put in later. So we need, right?
Right. I just wanted to come by. Obviously, Scott introduced me. I worked for the city for 14 years, previous, and I've been at the chamber about 6 weeks, and called Joan a couple weeks ago with a couple questions on the commissioner and the CBB and all that, and she instructed me that you had not had an update in a while. Right there in that packet is the October and September agenda, the last month's motel tax, our budget from July 1st to the end of September, and I think that's about it. But I just wanted to come by and introduce myself, say anytime you need anything or whatever, please contact me or stop into the office, and I will definitely be down here as every couple months giving you an update. Couple goals, you know, we're going to try to promote Dakota County and a few of the nice recreation areas and all that we got in the county. I don't think we've done justice for them, so we're going to try to come up with some new marketing ideas and that to help promote the county and the area and all that. And
how's it going the 6 weeks?
Good.
You like it? So what's her, who was,
Lori Warner.
Lori Warner, yeah. Yep. Where'd she end up at? Yeah.
She is at the Pizza Ranch in their management.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Watch.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, nice. Okay. Yeah, it kind of came to a shock to me when she left because I thought that she was...
She did a good job.
Yeah, she did. Yes. She did very well. And then I just thought that maybe she was really content with what she was doing, but... yeah, well, good. I hope everything goes well.
Yes.
We appreciate the report. Yep. Any questions for Jim?
What's the Harley-Davidson 2017?
Bill, there is a group that they'll take a different trail about every 2 years, and they're going to take the Lewis and Clark Trail and come through South Sioux. They're setting their dates, working on the motel rooms, but they will be in town one night in, like... And, you know, they took all of our dates to do it, okay, to avoid the Harley stuff and all that. You know, but they say there will be about 210 to 2 1/4, 225 riders through town. And,
deal.
And they're coming right down the trail. And they were kind of, last time I visited with them was about a month ago. And they're trying to decide where they're going to stop the night before and when they're going. But they're definitely coming through the Siouxland area one night and stay at the marina.
Were they starting up in Montana probably?
Yep, yep. And ride the entire thing.
Right to probably St. Louis, I would think.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So.
That'd be an adventure, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
but maybe you should get up there, Bill.
I'm going to fly it.
Right on.
That's the way to do it.
A little quicker. Okay, well, good.
Yes. All righty. Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Just briefly about Jim, you know, I know him for years, and nice to work with him. He was in charge of the inspection on the rental program. The I'm on the board of the rental inspection, and I think I'm positive he's going to do a good job for the chamber. So I wish you the best, Jim, and I know you're a guy with energy and good ideas, so good luck.
Thanks, Tony.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you, Jim.
Hey,
thanks
Jim.
For coming.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to B. We're going to get Michelle. She's the executive director for SEMCO. Was awarded funds through the National Department of Economic Development to provide planning, community, and economic development technology assistance to local governments within Dakota County. And SEMCO is seeking projects from member. All right. Let's have some fun, Michelle. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I'm going to hand out some of my cards. I know I've been at SEMCO in Austria for about 12 years, just about 1 year as the executive director role. So I know I've met some of you guys, but probably haven't talked to you since I changed positions over there. And it's always good if I come and tell you I have money, right?
Yeah. As long as we can use it, right?
As long as you can use it. So we were, SEMCO, the COGS across the state of Nebraska were awarded funds to the Nebraska Economic Development Department to do planning and economic development type projects in our planning area. So SEMCO's planning area, unlike the other COGS in Nebraska, we're just one county. So we have about $34,000 to spend actually this year and then next year too. We're working on zoning plan, a zoning map update for Dakota City and updating their comp plan, so we're going to use some of the funding for that. We're working with the Chamber and South Sioux City to do some marketing materials for economic development and tourism, so we're going to spend some of the money on that. And I was just in the village of Jackson last week, and we're going to be making them digital. They want to digitize their utility map. They have all these paper maps, but we're actually going to digitize it and then let them be able to have the map online so that then they can click on and off layers, parcel layers, street layers, so that they can have that information. They have several maps, but they're all kind of scattered and aren't always up to date.
So what are we going to do?
I think there'll still be some money there. Kind of just visiting with everyone, and then kind of ideas have been thrown around, and I don't know if you guys have any ideas. It's available, and we can figure out something we can do.
There's criteria of what you can spend the money on.
Well, right here it says here it's pretty. We need to provide planning service, economic development service, technical assistance to our local governments. So that could be, it says here, industrial development, assistance to industrial development organizations, tourism, promotional organizations, community development groups, and similar groups.
So, like Joan and I was talking, is there any way with like a flyer of Dakota County, how you go to certain areas or, you send out, I don't know exactly where you put them at. Is a flyer, is that an option?
Yeah, like I mean, that's it. Yeah, what we're
doing.
Yeah, so what we're doing with the Chamber and South Sioux City is we're putting together some brochures for them to talk about, areas of that could be economic development areas, tourism areas. So you could do something like that. You could do either a county profile, maybe a front and back sheet, like thicker paper and some facts about the county. It just depends on what you're trying to promote it to, economic development, people coming into the area. It could be some marketing materials like that. You could do community profiles. Maybe you want to take all the communities within the county and each one of them have their own community profile sheet. That could be a couple pages or a front and back type of thing where it promotes each of the communities within the county as well. That's a possibility. So I think marketing is definitely there. And talking to Jackson, one of their ideas, besides the GIS map, is they felt that they would like to do some more promotion to get volunteer firefighters to the area and try to promote that. So I think that would fit in there.
I guess you have to sit down and put your thinking cap on and kind of figure out what makes sense and where you could spend the money wisely.
Exactly. Some of the things I kind of wrote down, kind of brainstorming and going through different things is, I know you guys have your hazard mitigation plan, if there's anything that needs to be implemented in that. Any more promotional, like the campground at Hubbard or that recreational area. If there's anything you need to do, like I wrote down vacant building inventory in the county might be one, an analysis to see what vacant buildings are out there. Any housing assessment. We talked about marketing material. I also wrote down a note here talking about internet or cell service, maybe a study on that if that's a issue in there in the county.
I think one thing that got my attention was when CF across the river didn't have enough natural gas to run that plant. They had to run it from Homer, Nebraska over across the river to service them. We need to let people know that we have the infrastructure available in this county to build a CF or build whatever.
Right.
We have roads, railroads, gas lines, electric. We have it all here. And maybe it's a well-kept secret. Maybe we need to get that out there.
So
I thought that was
materials.
So interesting that they had to tie into a gas line on our side and run it over to the Iowa side.
It was like a little small village for how many months?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge print. Billions. So, yeah, if we can get the word out, make that available to for economic development. We have it all. We just need them to come here.
Right.
We have built them. Now they'll come. But I think, like you said, maybe a flyer, brochure of some type. And I don't know where you do the handouts.
I don't know either.
Women's Chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your Tourism Bureau. Yeah.
You can have things like your website or...
Website,
yeah. Yeah, website or radio. You go to some of these hotels and they got, fly. Depending on where
you go
to
Green Inn, everybody goes through that place. It's quite a variety of people that go through there. Have a little flyer there or something.
I think it's a good idea.
So
they'd accommodate you there too. They
sure they would.
Let you put brochures out.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to have to brainstorm.
Yeah, nope. I know I'm putting you guys on the spot, but we can, you know, if you want me to start on that, and we could start working on that. Who would be the main contact person? Joan? That we kind of work with on that? Maybe we can sit down and do a brainstorming and throw some ideas together. So I think that fits into kind of what South Sioux City and the Chamber's working on as well, so.
Yeah, and I would be involved with that. I mean, if when you guys get a meeting together, let me know. I can make it.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this place down there.
I know you do.
Tony.
I know you do.
And so, you know, otherwise you guys can kind of think on it, and if you think of anything else that, you know, might fit into it, again, you know, Simcoe's really good at map making. We're really good at collecting data and analyzing. And
well, you did a comprehensive plan for us here.
Yeah.
Actually, what, a couple years ago, probably.
Yeah,
that took 25 years to do.
It took a while.
Oh, geez. Well, hopefully it wouldn't take that long going
forward. I'm just kidding when I say 25 years.
I think we worked with Christy, and I can't remember two or three others.
Yeah, yeah, to get that done.
There was a little bit of turnover there.
Yeah,
it just, that was the deal. There was a turnover, and it just took a long time to...
And, you know, and actually, that's a good place to start that you brought that up, is the comp plan, is just going through the comp plan, and I can get it out as well, too, and just kind of see what your recommendations were in that, right, and where are you at for implementing those. I'm sure in it you have goals and things
ideas,
that you were you were thinking about at the time, and maybe now is the time to kind of work on one of those.
There was a lot of time and energy put into that with a lot of people that sat down and you know, thought about a lot of things.
Right. And I can dig that out, too. Maybe if we meet and talk about the flyers, we can talk, you know, see if there's anything in there or... anything that jumps out at you that, oh, this was a real priority and we haven't done anything yet.
Kind of
keep it moving.
Well, the information is just we need to do some brainstorming and come up with ideas and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll, well, we appreciate you finding the monies and giving us the monies, and hopefully we can put it to good.
I don't want to turn any money back to the state.
No.
We're going to spend it, right?
Right. Hopefully we can find some good resources for that benefit
of ours.
Yeah, right? So we'll get this all, get some good projects going. You guys think? Well, I'll set up a meeting and we'll
get with John
there
and we'll just we'll all get together here and we'll figure it out.
All right. No problem. Again, I like to come to you when I have good news.
Right. Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to move on to C here. It's the approved resolution 16C-024 for the signing of the project program agreement between Nebraska Department of Roads and Dakota County for consultant inspection of load re-rating of county fractured critical bridges for 2016. Okay. We all have that in front of us. I think it's just a... Fred, do you want to add anything to that? Just a normal formality?
Yes. They use our soft match money to pay for the engineers to actually come out and inspect our fractured critical bridges, which has to be done every year.
Okay.
And they want an agreement, as you see, to do that.
Yep. No. It's just an annual procedure.
There shouldn't be any surprises anymore, should there? I mean, when they first started doing this, we had a couple of them shut down and money's lower. You know.
It could happen again. They're fracture critical. They're the old truss bridges. Yeah. There's the two in Jackson. Kenny Baker Bridge should be good to go.
The one south of Homer, right?
Yeah, and then the one on Omaha clear on south. Yeah, but yeah, you never know what they're going to find. Most of them bridges are 80 to 100 years old.
Yeah.
The two bridges in Jackson, we got with the railroad. We were trying to work a deal where we could build roads along the railroad right away. But he never did get back to us. And I've emailed him, and he's never gotten back to me on those either. So we're still kind of waiting. But the village of Jackson actually owns those bridges. But if we put roads in along the railroad track right away, we could do away with those bridges. But those two.
Elk Creek?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Fred.
All right. Thank you, Fred. So, anyways, I need approval or a motion to approve the 16C-024.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, we got a motion by Rick.
Second.
Second by Tony. Yeah. We call roll, please, Joan.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, D, we have on, hopefully you guys all have it, an updated version that was added. D is the board to make decision on helping with the funding of 190th Street in Dakota City. If you recall last meeting, Alyssa and I think it was Clint came and asked, they're putting their water treatment facility in down there along the river off of 190th. I know that Bill and Fred and I met with Alyssa and Andy Backman and Barbas today and just kind of talked about some things. And if you recall, they had a JEO proposal of $300,000 and some change. And over the last few weeks, we've talked to Alyssa a few different times, and I've talked to a few of the city people and just thought that maybe as the fire department is being built, this one's going to be vacant. We just kind of talked about maybe trying to make a deal if we would put the road together for them and maintain the road, that we could make a situation with trading somehow for the building next door. I know that ever since the fire department, you know, we passed that, you know, the half a cent sales tax, the voters did, that building's going to be empty, and I guess the county just, we've had, I think we've all been on the same page of having our mind wanting that building for...
We could use the space.
Absolutely. You know, for health department, and Fred might be able to use a spot or two, or if, you know, the sheriff could use a spot, it. You know, I mean, I know we have a few vehicles sitting out there at CNH right now that could be parked in there. I mean, it just makes sense. It just makes sense. So the holdup right now, we want to try to get this done this fall. And obviously, they got to talk to their city attorney to make sure that it can go from one entity to the next entity. Okay, and then the rural fire department and the city own the building together, so they got to get with the rural fire department and talk to those people to make sure they're okay with what the transaction wants to be. You want to add something, Bill?
No, I think that, in a nutshell, that's it. It'd be a good move, I think, both for the city and us. I mean, there's, what, five stalls over there, and we could sure use the room. You know, we have a front-end loader, I think, that sits outside, a backhoe that sits outside, and you know, they could sit inside here. You could boost off the courthouse or right here. I think it'd just be a win-win. Love to see it happen.
Yeah. You want to add anything, Alyssa or Andy?
I would agree. I think it's a win-win also. You just got to make it happen.
Yeah. And of course, they've got pretty much everything, all their ducks in a row with the farmers and buying their easement situation down there. But I think there's a time frame, you know, that they had set up originally so they get the crops out. But we need to act sooner than what the agreement was with the farmers. So they got a lot of phone calls to make, a lot of people to talk to, and hopefully everything falls into place and then we can get down there. Yet I'm optimistic as hell. I guess I wanted to be down there next week, but I think I'm thinking a little bit too far outside the box, but anyways, sooner the better, obviously, and we're all on the same page, so they're going to, hopefully this week, they're going to try to set a meeting up with the rural board people, and I think Bill or I or Fred or whoever, a couple of us commissioners can go and talk to them as well, so that's pretty much it. Any discussion anybody wants to talk about? Dick, Rick, Tony?
No, cut and dry.
Yeah, it is pretty cut and dry. So just got to make things happen. So
yeah, right.
I think it'll be good. It'll be good for everyone. Okay. If we're done with that, let's move on to miscellaneous. We'll move on to Fred Kellogg, the Highway Superintendent, with the road report.
Do you want to make an action?
We're going to take action.
Hold on. Do we need to take action?
So let's make a decision.
Can we?
Can.
I mean, do we have anything?
Well, I don't think we want to make any decisions yet today. I think what we can do is... I think table.
No.
I think
we'll move on to the next.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to wait till next meeting, and I think at that point in time, once we talk to the, if we get the rural fire department and everybody together, then we can discuss and make some action next.
So you don't want to start next week then?
We can't. Not yet. We can't.
Okay.
Right.
So
yeah.
Table it to next.
No, can I put something in a form of some sort that if in fact if you do get a contingency, if you do get the rural board and the landowners, that we can start.
And Wayne Boyd,
you know, if we get everybody on board, maybe we should do that. We should maybe make a motion because we can, the way it's worded here on the agenda, that
to leave it up to the road committee.
Yeah, let's leave it up to the road committee. If all parties are, if we get on the same page, that we can start sooner.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
It probably wouldn't hurt, would it? Because otherwise, then we're going to be sitting for 2 weeks, and you guys might have an answer by Thursday. I mean, it's possible.
Hopefully.
I mean, you can. I mean, let's just get it just in case if we can start moving on it. So basically, we just need with the board to make the decision on helping. I think contingency to all the parties agreeing to, how can I word that? All the parties agreeing to an agreement with the interlocal agreement with Dakota City, correct?
Right.
Is that your move?
I'll make that motion on 190th Street.
And that the...
To trade.
Do we need to get into the generals for the building, for the building next door, for the old fire department, for the maintenance of upgrading the road and maintaining gravel and snow on 190th Street?
Forever? Maintenance forever?
Yep.
Not just build it?
Yep, maintenance forever.
Build
and
it
ever.
And maintain it?
Yes.
In exchange for the old...
But we're not going to...
Fire building.
Are we going to make this a county road?
No,
it'll be...
It's going to be a private road.
Correct.
Be an easement.
And
Dakota City will have an easement.
Yeah, Dakota City is going to have the easement. We would just maintain
because my thoughts are we don't want every...
It ain't going to be on our highway allocation or anything like that, no.
We don't want everybody tearing it up, too, so is it going to be gated?
No.
So we'll have the proper signage and stuff on there to keep, other than the farm traffic off of it.
Whatever good that'll do, right?
Right. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm second the motion.
Okay, I made the motion. Tony, second. Will you call roll, please, Joan? You guys good with that?
Yes.
Yeah, Bill?
I think it's a good idea.
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes. Where'd Fred go?
Oh. Fred, he sat back down. He got tired. Okay, Fred Kellogg.
Got winded.
Got winded.
September 25th to October 8th. 297 and a half road maintenance hours, tree debris removal 27 hours, a couple projects going 60 hours on 270 Street. It was a culvert. Washed under, drains over that way. 60 hours on R Avenue and Highway 20. Garbage pickup 2 hours, magnet 40. Gravel haul 2,185 tons. Signs barricades 13 and a half hours. Road concerns culvert on 230th Street and has been repaired.
Mother Nature's good to us right now.
So far.
Is that true, farmers?
Oh, yeah. I think there's some people here that have maybe some road concerns they want to talk about too, though, Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Should we want to talk about that now, or you want to wait till public comment?
Well, Fred's here.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
If I can talk about it now, if it's okay with Joan. Okay. I just don't want to get out of the sequence and do something I'm not supposed to do. I'm a rookie up here, okay? Go ahead and stand up and state your name and your address for the record, please.
My name is Jim Cleveland.
Yep.
I live on East Ivy Road. And about the bridges, we heard that the bridge that had been repaired, two or three years ago?
Yep, the one that broke apart on both sides.
Yeah. Well, the east end of it did, yes.
Yep, right.
We are hearing that it's going to be in the works for replacement. Is this true?
I have not heard that. Has anybody else heard that? I have not heard that, no.
No, I have not sent anything in for a replacement.
Well, I was informed Sunday on the way to church.
Who told you that, may I ask?
It was
Mr. Hogue.
Yeah, I thought it was on the 1 and 6. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought it was on the 1 and 6.
I don't believe it is.
Oh, okay.
What's it take to get the 1 and 6 out here? I know I don't have
it. I don't have it with me.
Do you have a copy of the 1 in 6 with you, Fred?
Fred, you don't have a copy of the 1 in 6 with you, do you?
I'll have
no, it's not on the 106.
It's not on there? Okay. I don't recall of it.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
There's a bridge on 210th Street.
Okay.
So there's nothing planned.
I'm sorry.
For that. Okay.
No, I've got
They just dipped that out here, I think, this spring. There's a big pile of debris on the west side of that bridge there. Yep. I wonder if that's slated for being removed.
Yes. We'll probably burn it this winter.
So hopefully in the next couple months or 6 weeks or so, we'll get it cleaned out. Normal procedure.
The bridge has to be cleaned out.
Yep.
Debris is out of the channel.
Yep.
It's on the
bank?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so once it gets cold out, everything freezes, you guys go out there and light a match to it. Correct? Yeah, the bridge is in good shape, correct?
No,
the tonnage?
Not actually,
no.
Because you can.
Well, I mean, listen.
When I say
good shape, I mean it's functional. Is what I'm saying. I know there's. Hey, we got 50 some. Well, I know we got 50 some bridges that obviously there's a lot of them that need attention. But I'm just saying it's functional. For
it's got 11 ton sticker on it.
I don't farm. I just have an acreage out there.
Yep.
But the people that farm all around that, the combines that can't come over that bridge. They're way too big anymore. They have to come in from the other side, the east end, which is minimum maintenance. Their semis have to go out that way, you know, on the east.
Which we would be better off, and I'm not a farmer, okay, but we would be better off on that minimum maintenance road. Like, I remember you and your wife were here when the bridge was closed down. We went in
right.
And put gravel, you know, down through the back way, back to Knox, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The monies that it would cost to put a new bridge in there, I'm just going to throw a number out there, probably $400,000. Okay, we could probably. What do you think it would cost back there?
If you do it just back so that everybody could use it without going through the state or whatever it is, you could probably do it for $300 or less.
Okay, well, and that's possible, I guess. That's possible.
Because the state holds the specs that are completely out of line, as far as I'm concerned, out there in the country. We don't need all that. All we need is something that will carry a weight and have some width to it.
How long is the breach, Mr. Nelson?
How long is it?
Yeah.
I can't tell you that.
100 feet.
How many?
I'd say 100 feet.
So it's similar to the Tony Gomez bridge.
I think that's an 80-foot span there.
That was, what, 213,000?
But we had work done on that bridge that was included in the last bid, and we had spent like $75,000 prior to that, $200,000+ that we put into it. So it was closer to $300,000, that bridge was. But
also, there's two new houses east of where I live.
Lieber's?
Yep. And they graded that road and made that really nice and graveled it and everything. So it's good there to the top of the hill, but from there on, it's minimum maintenance.
Would it make more sense to bring that minimum maintenance road up to spec and gravel?
That's where I was going with that instead of replacing the bridge. But that
can I ask just one question?
Yep.
Yes.
Like, Rick, have you ever been out there where that bridge is at?
I've been out there, yeah.
And see what it takes for us guys to get our equipment in there, and then to get our grain out of there, and with what you're talking about, that's
you don't think that'd work, huh?
Well, it'll help, probably.
It's just a lot about it. It's a lot of extra miles.
Yeah, because we're working up to the west. We've got to come in here. We've got to go through to Jackson, and turn back rather than cutting right across, and hauling all our grain out of there. I don't have that many acres. I got a couple hundred acres back in there, but it's all got to go out the other way. Where if we're hauling to our bend side of Willis, we'd come right out this other way. Save us several miles. Maybe several miles with a semi mounts quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
In the winter, that road that now remains is both first up. You can never get it over.
It's not, I don't think that would be money well spent on itself.
Okay. Well, maybe we better look at getting that bridge taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, again, we know that we have a lot of bridge issues in the whole county. I mean, that one bridge out there on the one that's been closed for
210th
Street. 210th
Street,
yeah, that's been closed. I mean, and that's a main road, correct?
Correct.
Where there's houses on the other side of it, and that's been closed, and we got to get that done. And don't get me wrong, I totally get that the bridge is not up to spec, and you guys got to drive around, but. And I'm just going on a limb here, but before that road, that bridge would ever be replaced, I know it's 11 ton. I'm just saying you got to prioritize things, and that bridge out there, 210th, would be probably more important to get that one open back. Am I wrong or right? To get that open back up before you'd have to replace a bridge that is functionable, because that bridge is not even functionable whatsoever. You know, as much as I hate to even say that, but that's just.
That doesn't mean we couldn't get it.
One to 6 years.
Yeah, we did on the 1 to 6, absolutely. But,
Mr. Kellogg, what is your maintainer weigh?
Probably 14 ton, right around there.
14 ton?
Yeah.
We got 11 ton bridge. And it's the maintainer goes across it now.
Yeah, enter at your own risk.
If we go through that bridge where it's posted, are we liable for the bridge? If
yes.
We don't die in the meantime?
If you're over tonnage,
you're liable for the bridge?
Yeah.
Didn't Pender fall through that bridge out there? I think they built a new bridge out by Mitchell. Concrete plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they paid for that. Yeah, Lawrenson. I think he paid for that.
Or his insurance company did.
Yeah, his insurance company. Yeah.
He paid for it.
Yeah.
He paid for it.
So, well, yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you for letting me
know. Well, yeah, thank you. I don't, I guess I don't have a quick answer, a quick fix for you guys, I guess, besides we can put down the 1 and 6 and look at it. How much money did we spend on that? Anybody know when we fixed it last time around? I know we can dictate a lot by the state, too, on these tonnages, you know.
Do you remember?
The FEMA, that was actually paid for by FEMA. The
head wall
that was done last time. And it was right around $80,000, I'm thinking, for that particular head wall that we put in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking that's probably, you're right. Okay. Well,
Let's put it on the next agenda to get it on the 1 and 6. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's get it on the 1 and 6, and let's start doing some investigating to see if we can get something done out there to
get it over with.
This ain't the first time this bridge has come up.
No.
So okay. You can't keep batting.
So that's what we'll do then, guys. We'll next meeting we'll get it on the 1 and 6, and then we'll. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Cleveland, and Mr. Nelson, and Larry. The Sheriff Kleinberg, the jail report is B and miscellaneous. Sheriff?
Well, good afternoon. Bad news, gentlemen.
Lady. Come on, Chris.
Bad news. See the bad news.
The 605 is killing us. When I left the jail this afternoon, we were at 134. We have 136 beds. We kept out of county. I had Sheriff Bob call me Saturday because the jail was going to kick out one of his guys. So we've got one county guy from Burke County in there and three female feds. When I walked out of the jail, Mark said, we got to get rid of them feds. I said, no, I'll keep them in there. We're out of beds. We get anybody this weekend, we don't got no place to put anybody. It's not the Sheriff's Association meeting last week, and all the counties are pretty much dealing with it right now.
Everybody is.
It's the new state laws and the overcrowding in the state prisons. So
they're holding them back?
They're holding them back, and we're sitting on them. I would like to be able to give you guys actual how many people we got in there on pre-arraignment, how many people we've got in there on sentence, or right now our jamming software, this new software you guys approved. will tell us all that stuff here by the middle of the next year. So I'll be able to bring that up and look at it and tell you exactly. So
that would be some good information.
It's going to be great information. I tell you, the upside to this, well, let me read through it here. This report, as of what you guys had, it said it had 112 inmates in there. He must have ran this last Thursday.
At the end of September.
Yeah. But we haven't been below 100. I can't remember since I've been in there. We did bring in, we've only got one juvenile in custody, so that's a good thing. We did have, you know, the marshals, we're looking at September marshals at $7,000 and other outside agencies at $7,000. That's low. Our cost per inmate as of September was $7,409, which is up quite a bit. We got it down in August to $4,873. You know, that's kind of what I look at. We went 2% over budget last month. Can't quite put my finger on why that is, but we're getting there.
So the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, it is. It is. We did lose a couple employees, so that'll reflect on next month. I know that our new nurse that replaced the prior nurse, I moved her up to day shift. Last week she called me when I was down in Kearney, and she's actually getting meds from IHS now, which is what we should have done for years. So she went down there and probably saved us $1,000 last week just picking up meds from IHS.
Where's that at?
Indian Hospital down in Bago. So for all the tribal, enrolled tribal members that we have in our jail, if they're on pre-existing stuff, medication that they got prior, we can get it there for free rather than pay for it ourselves. We've never done that in the past. Why, I don't know. It's kind of hard to deal with them sometimes. One month, they're good with it. The next month, they're not. The next month, they are. I really haven't put my finger on when they are and aren't, but I did speak with a national medical provider for jails last week. He's going to come in this week and have a meeting with me. He's insisting that we can cut the cost of overpaying on medical quite substantially. They take on liability for medical. We don't do transports for x-rays and stuff. They'll bring a machine in and a trailer out here to do that, so we won't be transported for that. So the things he told me last week were good. I got to sit down with him and put some numbers together and see if it's going to make any sense. But Mercy, well, the only game in town. I don't know where else we'd contract medical. You know? So those are the costs. That's what's costing us money. It's that medical stuff. Jennifer, the nurse that I've got on days now that was nights, I told her we don't run a clinic. She cut out all the over-counter meds. We were just giving crazy amount of meds over-the-counter for colds and sniffles and stuff like that. That stuff is... You get a cold. I don't take nothing. Why do they... It's cold, right?
Well, there's a system.
All right, any other questions for Chris? I know it's not the best report, but... You know,
it's not the best report, but...
It is what it is. Yeah, that 134, and you got 136 beds. Oof. And there's
scary.
Not, yeah.
So when Obama kicked out all those prisoners out of the state, he didn't look at the counties, did he?
Oh, no. No, he's talking about with the mandatory minimums for some of these crimes, for drug-related crimes that are nonviolent. That's what he's kicking out of the state prisons.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of it affects county jails. Actually, that's where a lot of our revenue, but with the way it's going now, with the laws they passed last year, with like 605 and stuff, you know, it used to be you could only house an inmate in a county jail for a year. Well, that's changed.
2 years now?
Up to.
Up to 2 years. Well, we knew, you know, when Kern was here, and he gave us a few years back, he told us this was going to happen.
Yeah.
He gave us a pre-warning that it was going to happen.
Yep, and it's happening.
That they're so full down at the state level that the counties are just going to have to hold on to them longer at their expense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not right.
Thurston County's building a new jail, 35 beds. I was talking to the sheriff last week. It's going to be full as soon as they build it.
Yeah. Dictators. No good. Okay. Well, good enough, Chris. Well, thanks. Maybe we'll...
I'm hanging there. I'll keep you up to date.
Yep, we'll make it through it.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Yep, thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Okay, C, we got the board to approve advertising for the planning and zoning administrator job opening effective January 1 of 2017. So we just need approval. Obviously, we know Arnie is retiring. He gave us his notice, I think, a few meetings back that he was going to be done at the end of the year. So
yeah, I'd move to go ahead and start advertising for the planning and zoning administrator job.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill to get the advertisement going for the planning and zoning administrator effective January 2017.
I'll second that.
Second by Dick. Call roll, please, Sean.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Okay, Dee says we're going to make a quarterly visit to the jail, but we're going to move on to commissioner committee reports. Any reports anybody wants to share with us?
I got some calls from out there around Cargill.
Might as well know right now.
Yeah. It's and it is loud. You go in their backyards and the fans at the bins. Rick, I know, looked into it last year. One of them talked to CJ Cargill. He called me later. Said he drove out there. He said he didn't think it was that loud. He said it's ridiculously loud. You can't hear it at Cargill. The fans are pointed south. So they moved the fans to the north, and I haven't been out there to see if they quieted down.
It did.
It did.
And this is how I learned about it, is I know a driver, Boyd, that runs in and out of there,
right.
And he was telling me how ridiculous the noise was. And he called me today, and he said that they turned them to face the other way, and he said it's probably 70% better.
That's what CJ told me.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
But yeah, they're going to, after harvest is over, they're going to get their engineer there to come up with a permanent solution.
Yep.
They were supposed to get mufflers for them.
That's what, they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything.
And, you know, I don't know what mufflers would cost or something like that, but like Bill and I was talking, if they would put mufflers or whatever they put on them to tone them down, because like we talked, in the city, you don't have those problems.
You
know,
yeah,
I mean, maybe there's just more noise that you don't recognize it, but, you know, for that big of a company, that should not be an option just to keep, you know, to be a good neighbor, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, but I heard it was 70% better.
So they're trying.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
That CJ is a good manager out there.
Yeah,
I think he
just had to get out of it. Yeah. He just, you know, yes, man, probably has to go through the chain of command like everybody else.
Well, that's what he told me. He said he was going to have to go such and such to get things done, and he was supposed to put in for the mufflers, and evidently never did. So
with that said, I don't know if there's any other commission committee reports. The mail emergency business, do we still want to send them a letter, or do we want to just hold off and see what happens?
I think let's hold off now. You know, at the time when I asked you, they hadn't done anything. I think they're trying.
And like I said, I got word today.
That's good to hear.
That's what he said. He said it's way better.
Good.
So let's now just
let's leave that.
Let's hold off on that.
See what happens.
Okay. Is there any public comment from the public? Now is your time.
I got one quick, sir.
Come on up. State your name. Will you state your name and your address for the record, please, sir? And remove your hat.
You know
it
by now.
I haven't seen you for a while. I kind of forgot. It's Larry, right?
Busy world I live in.
Busy world.
Anyway, up until this year, the county's always managed to maintain roads for the most part north of 20, highway 20. This year is different, and I don't know why. Because if I'm not mistaken, we have more and more vendors than we have had the past at times, and operators. But yet we continue to pay a private party to grade the roads. And to me, it looks like about $30,000 to date, or maybe in another month it will be. And to me, that's money that could be used for other things if the county were to maintain these. And they've always done it before. I mean, and I don't quite understand why it's different this year. you know, and we've had less rain this lately, early year. We had rain the first 4 days of the week, and then the county employees would go home. They work a four-day week. Well, I just see nothing getting graded, so therefore I just see then having to hire somebody to grade the roads. On the, in matter of fact, the other day, the county didn't work, and this contractor was grading the road. It was wet, but it was just much gravel. You know, it's easy to do, and there's a lot of county roads that way. We got so much gravel on them now, you grade the gravel, not the road, the dirt. It just don't make any sense to me that we have to. And Bill, you got the two best motor grader operators down there, and you sent them up one time, they got close, but then they got scared because 20 was there, so they went back the other way.
I trained them.
You must have. Yeah, the homing pigeons is what they are. Hang out down there to get that whole territory good.
No, they're good operators. I think what happened, Larry, and anybody can step in at any point in time, please. I think what happened was we were down on help at the time when we put this advertisement out.
Yeah, right, this spring.
Yep. And we got our help back, but obviously, as you can tell, if you look at our road report over the last X amount of months that they've been doing, other guys have been doing some other projects. So instead of having each maintainer running their district, or, you know, I don't even call it a district, their area, they might be filling in for, you know, a couple of the other guys that might be doing a project.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Right. So, and the agreement that we have with this contractor is, you know, he's going to run up until we say we've had enough.
Yeah, right.
Or
that might be next spring.
Well,
if
no,
the snow is in the county, can't get here. We surely need somebody out there to move the snow.
Right, right. But what we're going to do there is, I talked to Rick about this, we want to open that up to everybody that who is interested in snow removal for emergency situations. And we all remember back in 10, I was not on the board at the time, but I just remember when we had that 3-4 days of 50 mile an hour winds and that 2 foot of snow, and it was chaos. Everybody was scrambling just to try to get roads open. But we want to get that in order because everybody was just charging whatever they wanted to charge at the time.
Yeah.
But we want to get that in order so, like, say Larry wants to do it or old man wants to do it, we want to get something in writing that an emergency situation that, hey, this is what Larry's going to work for. This is what, am I saying it right, Rick?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to do. And as far as, you know, the Stan Jans thing, I think it's worked out very well for us since when we were shorthanded.
Well, somebody better talk to him about the way he's grading. When he started out, he did a pretty decent job. And Fred, it's your job to follow up on the new hires. You go take a look. He's taking all the gravel off at the end of the paving down about 40 feet, back down to dirt, because he don't pick the blade up coming off the end of the paving. And then he's cutting a rut right in front of the sawmill's driveway. Now that mud hole is going to work itself out into the road. And he's cutting out at the mailboxes that I used to maintain. When I used to take care of the road until this year, and don't get me wrong, I don't want the job. You might get confused and think I do.
I am confused.
But I want somebody there that can do the job right, quit cutting down the driveways, then you get these water holes again, and then if you go over on, I don't know the name of the street, but it's a similar situation. He's cutting out in front of the mailboxes, making water holes. Well, they just get worse, and then they work themselves out into the road. And somebody's got to, and to me, it'd be you to tell him. I don't want to tell him. I thought about stopping him and telling him, he picked the damn blade up. He'll leave the gravel there. Or start on the other end and bring the gravel back. You probably have to do that about four times to get the gravel. You don't need much gravel, but now it's down to the dirt.
We'll have Fred go out there and take a look at it, what you're talking about. But I do want to tell you something. And yes, it's been a good year, to my recollection, for blading, a little bit of rain. We haven't had a lot of, you know, a lot of issues. But I got to tell you something, and I think these guys can vouch for me. The roads that he's done, the 19 miles that he's done, I've had a lot of people call me, and I know these guys have been contacted, that they are very happy with his work. And maybe these approaches going on to hard surface, maybe he does need to have it looked at. But a lot of people have praised him for what he's done this summer.
Well, he does all right. You know, I mean, just that, to me, to me, the county should be doing it anyway. I mean, it shouldn't be hard. Not
well. Look, we were in a situation when we got on board.
Get top pay when somebody else could be out cutting trees. A labor type class of individual at a lesser rate of pay or something, rather than to use up these certified operators on work that they should be out doing, clean out ditch clean out or something really constructive, you know. And Fred, another thing one should look at is that road from the cemetery west out north of Jackson. That road has been pathetic for several years now, and that used to be an awful good road. And the road is the ditches now, and it takes all the gravel right off. We just recently graveled it, and it takes it right off every time it rains. It don't take much of a rain to do it either. But that road should have been reconstructed prior to any gravel ever going on.
But I think if you look at the prior years, though, Larry, you'll see where we hired, for example, Kennesaw last year. We were going to hire that tube replaced. Our guys ended up doing it. Saved us $30,000-$40,000.
Yeah, right.
You want a little project like that, it'll pay for his blading all summer.
Yeah.
And we've got the equipment now. We've got a new excavator. We have all kinds of equipment.
Yeah.
We can do those projects ourselves. We haven't bid anything out all summer. We've done them all ourselves. But by doing that, we've got some graders.
I just find a lot of fault with what's going on Highway 20 right now. The operator that's running the operation leaves at 11 o'clock, goes to Eaton South Sioux, and then goes back. It's 55 minutes. I drove it. And I, as far as I know, a half hour is lunch period, right?
Yeah.
And that's wrong. And to me, there's something right. I just know driving.
Those operators should be bringing their lunches with them.
Well, that's my opinion. We're stopping Jackson. My God, they can get to Jackson, get back, and maybe do it in a half hour. You know, or right there with us.
The blade operator on Highway 20, who's...
Well, I won't mention no name.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. You're just saying somebody that operates around Highway 20.
Yeah, one of our two of our county employees.
Fair enough.
They're up there working. They're both right in the town. The county pickup. You know, when I was working with the county 3 years ago, grading down on the border, I carried my lunch. Lord, because I could not get downtown Homer from where Harris is, where I had my motor grader parked. You know, it just didn't work. Not a half an hour didn't work. You know, I could have cheated on my time, I guess, but I'm just not that way.
And I do like the idea. Scott mentioned it. Get these bids ahead of time. Larry mentioned it to me this summer.
Yeah, it should
five,
be now.
Five, six people to bid.
Right.
Snow removal, and then we'll write it. They'll get the cheapest ones. We'll call them first. And it'll happen. We're going to need help, maybe not this winter, but next winter.
You never know.
But get these bids ahead of time.
Yeah.
If we need to put something in the paper.
We should be doing that right now.
Yeah, the city of South Sioux has already done that, what they're talking about. They contacted a few area guys around South Sioux in case they get deluged with snow and they can't cover some of the roads and they need to get that snow out there. But they set the rate. They set the rate at $100 an hour, and they sent out maps to everybody that could be interested in it and of the area that they would cover.
And get their insurance and all,
all their insurance and everything
all lined up.
All lined up, send it into the city, and then they had a person that would be the contact that would contact you if they needed you to move snow on that section of road.
I think that's a good idea because it's not if, it's when.
Yeah, I know that too.
But I don't think we ought to put it out to bid and let anybody set their rate. I think we ought to set their rate, and if they want to do it, then fine. If they don't send your paperwork
send
again.
Paperwork. That. Another thing about that is they ought to be given so many miles, so you got 5 hours to do it, or six, or 10, or 20.
Well, I don't know how you can monitor that.
Well, somebody's got to monitor it because they're going to spend, like it's happened here in the county. You guys will get a bill for three times what things are worth because it's all in the hours, not so much in the hourly rate, it's in the number of hours on the invoice.
But normally in a situation, though, if you had a snowstorm and these guys are in that business, they're going to get in, and they're going to get out, and they're going to get on to their next adventure.
You would hope so.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But if they got
nowhere else to go, what's the rush?
Well, I would think the city would come first in a situation like that, but I don't know.
Right.
Okay, listen, thank you for your concerns, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
No, it's good concern.
Good listening to you.
Good concern.
Okay, any other public comment? If not, we are going to move on to our jail tour, our quarterly jail tour. And thanks, everyone, for coming. Have a good night.
You ready, Sheriff? Thank you.
I stand in there for a minute.
She smelled me. I can't stand myself.
No, no, occasionally just